Howdy, y'all.
Carter?
Boy, howdy.
Carter, is that you? Carter, are you with us?
I feel Carter on this podcast tonight.
Make a knocking noise if you're with us, Carter. I hate both of you so fucking much.
That's the second time today you've done something stupid like this, Diana. What do you expect to happen?
I hate both of you so much.
Hi, and welcome to Brought to the Table. We have for you a special Carterless episode in which we're celebrating kind of producing this podcast, this journey, this adventure, whatever you want to call it, this dumpster fire, probably.
That's probably more accurate.
About a year now. Like, we've been putting out episodes pretty consistently for
much like someone would put out a dumpster fire.
Valid.
Except we're just not successful.
Oh, hey, we have a moderate amount of success.
We have a moderate amount of fire.
It depends on how you define success, Scott.
Anyways, depending on your definition of success, it doesn't depend on that. The following statement will be the same. We're going to take this time to reflect back on all the things we've done, successful or not. And we wanted to kind of take a chill episode and talk about our favorite past episodes. We've got 41 out on the website now, including some special bonuses in the middle. By the time this goes up live, there'll probably be 42 because, you know, production value. It's wild.
If we had 11 more episodes, we would have had one for every week for a year.
Yeah.
Guys, is it weird that we have 41 episodes? I knew we had 41 episodes, but is it weird that we have 41 episodes of this podcast?
Like, I knew we had 41 episodes, but I didn't really know we had 41 episodes.
Yeah, is it weird that out of 41, I couldn't really think of any that were any good?
No, that's entirely understandable.
No. All right. They're great. They're fine.
Some of them are actually pretty funny, and I wanted to actually get your guys' opinion on what you thought, like, our best was and what your favorite was, because they might not be the same, and what you think other people's favorites are, whether you know that for fact, like you've had your friend listen and say, oh, that was definitely the best episode, or you're just guessing. Because I've had definite listeners come in and be like, that was the funniest episode. Wait, and it was really very different than what I thought the funniest episode was.
No, now I need to know, what did they tell you that they thought the funniest episode was?
No, I would say it might ruin, it might like bias you towards that episode.
Exactly.
True. Who wants to go first?
Here's the thing, I tell people that I'm part of a podcast, but I don't tell them what that podcast is.
Ian, why? You talk to literally so many people. Ian, you are the biggest people person I have ever met.
Excuse me, have you met Connor?
Connor is a force of nature.
Everybody knows Connor.
Everybody knows Connor. We were making that joke, and then at the Panic at the Disco podcast, he sends a picture saying, hey, I met this guy from my CS class.
Yes, I'm aware. Everybody knows Connor.
Jesus, everybody knows Connor.
Anyways, now that we got that stuff, we're going to edit out. Who has their, either they think the best or their favorite or funniest episode, and why?
I can go first, if you guys don't mind.
Go.
I do mind, but do it anyways.
I have a couple episodes that were pretty pro, in my opinion. One of my favorites to actually... So I have my favorite that I think came out overall the best, and then I have my favorite that we actually... I have, like, one or two favorites that we actually did. The one I think that came out the best was when Carter Scott and I did Breath of the Wild, because a lot of it felt like really natural conversation, and even though we had kind of, like, a list of things we wanted to talk about, we ended up having a lot of great spots of, like, personal experience in the game, because it's such a game where such... random stuff happens so often and random unique experience happens so often that it was really interesting to kind of compare stories. And I think when I listened back on it, I think it came out the best. It came out like informative, but it also came out like really personal and funny. Scott, I don't know if you remember that episode.
I really enjoyed that one because it felt really natural. We all three of us had like put in tons of hours on the game, let's be real. And just for any listener, we're talking about episode 22. We should put a game in there where we talk about Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
You can make a game out of that.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, it was just, it was really great because there were so many points where it would be like, oh man, I had this thing happen to me. And I remember specifically, I was telling the story of, hey, I remember the first time I figured out that I couldn't carry metal objects during a storm because I died because I kept getting struck by lightning. And Carter and Scott were like, we figured that out after one hit. How did you not know that? And I'm like, look, it was hard, all right? I didn't know. I didn't realize that when I went to the items menu, things had like a little marker next to them and they were flashing. And I was like, oh. And, you know, especially Carter, he was like, oh man, I loved when I figured out how to fight the rock golems, whose name is escaping me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I haven't played the game in a little while. But yeah, it was just, it was probably, I thought, one of our best put together episodes. And I think that was the one that overall came out best. But there were two ones that I had a lot of fun just kind of doing. One of them was when Scott and I did Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then the other
I love that one.
It was so good. And then the other one was when Ian and I did Cthulhu Lore. The prep for both of those was some of the best time I've had. Because, like, half of the podcast is prep. Half of the podcast, you, the audience, don't hear. It's the prep and then the editing. And I had so much fun prepping for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because one of my favorite parts was Scott and I were like, here's our favorite running jokes throughout the season. And we just had these great moments of being like, oh man, you remember when that episode happened? Or, oh man, you remember when like this happened? Or, hey, you remember Halloween Heist number 3? That was the best, am I right?
Yeah. That I also really enjoyed prepping because we actually just like hopped on and had kind of like a mini podcast where we pre-planned over voice chat. And we're like, oh, that was my favorite quote too.
Yeah. It was... Guys, I like my friends a lot. They're really funny, and I think that one of the beautiful things about this podcast is that it gives me a chance to share things like this, like a TV show. Like, yeah, you and your friends watch the same TV show, but it's really fun to sit down with Scott for like 2 hours and talk about this TV show in terms of trying to explain it to someone else. And it's one of my favorite, hey, I was hanging out with Scott memories, because it was fun to talk about it, it was fun to prep, it was fun to do, it was fun to make the entire list of what we wanted to talk about and why and what we had to cut out and what we couldn't ruin or spoil for anybody. And so in a similar vein, that's why I had a lot of fun with the Cthulhu lore episode, is because Ian and I had wanted to do something kind of like this for a while, and we had kind of thrown ideas back and forth. And I think, I don't know why we settled on Cthulhu. Ian, do you remember why we settled on Cthulhu?
I'm trying to think. I feel like one of us was like either playing a game or talking about something that was related to Cthulhu in some way, or Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, we titled it Lovecraft Lore.
Love Clap.
Love Clap. Love Clap.
No, we do not sing. Singing is banned on this server, Diana.
You and Carter, why do you and Carter ban singing?
Because the people who sing on our server are bad at it.
Get the fuck out of here. Scott has a beautiful voice and I will fucking fight you in the street about
that. I have not heard Scott sing on the server because he follows the rules like a normal fucking person.
That is
a
bold like literally 2 minutes
yeah,
ago.
That's a bold
I wasn't
baseline.
Here to hear it, no was I.
But yeah, the Lovecraft episode, Ian and I definitely spent 10 minutes working on how to pronounce one name.
Do you remember how to pronounce that name?
Nyarlathotep?
Nyarlathotep?
I think it's something like that. Neon. Nyarlathotep. And
Neon,
it's
Neon,
great because
Neon.
If you look at our notes for that episode, we have so many nicknames and jokes in trying to remember, because at the time, we were looking through so much material for Lovecraft and lore, and it was really fun, because Ian put on, like, kind of like Scott and I did, Ian and I sat down, and we had, like, a planning session, because there was a lot of material, and we had to cut it down, and so Ian put on cool, creepy music, and every couple of minutes, we'd be like, hey, I found this guy from these stories, what if we add him in here, or what if we restructure it like this?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun, because it was something I had kind of a vested interest in, and then as we did this, like, deep dive into information, I got to learn a lot more, and I got to kind of, like, focus on that, and it was just a fun time to hang out with my friend and kind of like do that. So while I think the Breath of the Wild episode is probably one of our best episodes just as a whole, I definitely had some of the most fun doing Brooklyn Nine-Nine and doing Lovecraft War.
Yeah. I want to go next because I think I want to touch on some of the same points.
Yay.
I want to take a real throwback to an old episode.
Oh, dear.
To Eternal Toddlers.
Which is, I want to talk about one of my favorite, like, planning and kind of, you know, just fun with friends style episode, which was episode 5, The Past Tense is Dunce. I don't know why we named it that.
Oh, my.
But
I don't remember. When, I was looking that
which
earlier.
One was that?
This is when Diane and I talk about Steven Universe's music.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was my, like, if we had extra time, I would talk about this episode.
Yeah, because it was a good mix of, like, talking about a TV show, doing a little bit of research into, like, actual musical themes. And, I don't know, it's a good crossover because I like both TV and music.
So. Yeah, it was a lot of fun because it was a lot of fun because it was one of the first times that Scott and I had spent a significant amount of time just talking to each other with no one else there. And so, like, Scott and I had hung out before, but it was the first time that you and I had spent time by ourselves talking about
the
something.
Real objective.
Yeah. And so it was a lot of fun because I'd be like, oh, hey, I found this cool fact. And Scott's like, yeah, here's a bunch of smart stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's so cool. And that was 80% of the combo.
On like my most, you know, actually did preparation and think it turned out well and it was also fun, I'm going to have to throw that to one that I think neither of you were here for.
Sounds about right.
Which was when Carter and I prepared video game glitches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was episode 20, more Shrek trivia. Carter and I just, like, went back and found some, like, really old video game glitches, like Pac-Man level old, Super Mario 64 level old. Went through and tried to explain them the best we could, but I really just got to geek out on, you know, another intersection of my interests, which is, like, computer-y programming stuff and video games.
Nice.
And the one I had the most fun just, like, physically recording was when Carter and I did our one-on-one D&D session and I got to set shit
on fire.
So that's a great one if you haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I will say the D&D sessions are a good time for us to record because we're nerds and we love playing D&D. We forget that it's for a podcast and we have to, like, be like, hey, guys, can somebody explain 5e or can someone explain why we just changed abruptly for this obscure rule that Carter and Ian, of course, already know and we're like, sure, whatevs. But yeah, the D&D episodes are a good time to record. Ian?
I just feel like the D&D episodes are just hilarious because it's D&D. We have a plan, and then we just, like, shit all over the plan and just goof off. Like, just, wow. Like, I don't know how else to describe it other than that's what happens. Like, it's a very, like, realistic D&D session because we just go off the rails immediately.
Yeah, that's pretty fair description.
Scott and I just played D&D the other night, and that is entirely an accurate description of how just about every D&D session goes.
Oh, God.
Yes, the name of our next session is, I think, please let us plan this time.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, one of my favorite sessions was Grinda Garloth that bitch. We think.
You think it's Grindelgarlov, or you think
sure
they're a bitch?
We weren't sure if she sold us out.
Okay. Yeah.
So we weren't sure if she was an actual bitch.
I want to just, like, get the common theme there that, like, some of our best work is not us preparing. It's us just screwing around because
it's,
you know,
natural.
We're not the best at preparing anyways, so the only thing we actually bring to the table is
chaos,
bad jokes and our bad personalities, which is kind of funny sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's why up in my list of favorite episodes to just be present in recording beyond the D&D ones was the Overwatch League episodes, because there was, it was with Carter and Scott, the Overwatch League episode was just funny. One, it's one of my favorite cold opens, and it's not fair because I'm the one who edited that cold open, but one of my favorite lines that I didn't realize I personally thought I was hilarious when I was like, damn, you know, I'm watching London, and it's like, they're doing so bad, and they're embarrassing me, and it's like realizing your date to prom knows how to floss, and that's it. But Ian, hit us up with your favorite episodes.
So I agree with Diana about the Cthulhu episode. That was one of my favorites because that was something, like, I think I mentioned in that episode, like, I go down rabbit holes for lore very quickly. To borrow a phrase from our friend Connor, I'm a slut for lore. So, you know, diving headfirst into the deep, dark, like, abyss, that is everything Lovecraft, was amazing and fun, and yeah, trying to say Nyarlathotep, which I have been trying in my head to say it correctly since we first brought it up in this episode, and that is how you pronounce it.
Are you sure?
Yes. No, but yes. So, like, that episode was a lot of fun for me to, like, just go in, and it gave me an excuse to, like, do what I normally do anyways, but, like, feel justified, and, hey, I've got a reason for this other than I've got poor impulse control and am interested in random-ass things.
Yeah.
I really liked that episode. Oh my god, I can't think what the title of it was, and I'm kind of, like, scrolling through our list to see if I can find it, but the one in which, like, Diana and me talk about Panic at the Disco.
Oh my god, yes. God, that was, I'm just remembering such,
that was such a good one, because, like, that was after we got back from our second concert?
I think it was the first one, because the first one was Death of the Bachelor, the second one we went
with Wendy. Yes. Yes. Oh, wait, hold on.
We did have matching tank tops.
We did Thank have matching tank tops. That was episode 4, Pretentious Ivy League Grads.
Oh, yeah, that was the double music episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was...
Vampire Weekend and Panic?
Yeah, Vampire Weekend and Panic. And, like, that was just such a fun, like, episode. Like, at least for me, because I was still, like, riding that sort of high of, like, holy shit, I was just at this concert. I just saw, like, this amazing performance. That was great.
Yeah, and it was really fun because, you know, you hear people talk about, like, oh, no, it wasn't just a concert, it was an experience, and you kind of roll your eyes, but, you know, it really is, if you go with the right people, and you go to a band you love, and you go in with the right mindset of just good times, fun times with friends and chill, it really is just a wonderful thing to, like, experience, and I know we have a couple of concerts as a group that we as friends are having coming up, and I'm really excited, not just to go see fun bands, but, like, I think when you go to a concert and when you experience music with the right people in the right setting, it really is a wonderful, lasting experience, and I think that's why that episode was felt very impactful for me, at least.
I mean, I agree. That was one of the reasons why I liked it the most. I think the next two that I have are, like, Episode 3, Give That Lady Pants, and episode 16, which is I Know Nothing About Nature. Those were the two episodes that Scott and I worked on together. Episode 3 was Scott and I talking about robotic prosthetics and, like, how we use, like, technology to, or no, how, like, we take a natural sort of thing, like a arm, and we try to remake that into technology, whereas I think 16, I Know Nothing About Nature, is where we look at how, you know, those prosthetics or by, like, other robotics are actually influenced by nature.
So, yeah, we had that good loop going on there.
Yeah.
And I felt like those were some really fun bullshit episodes where it's just like, here's a cool article about robots. Let's talk about it.
Those were fun, though. Like, I actually felt like, you know, hey, we found this interesting thing. Let's just bullshit about it for a bit and, like, have a good time. Those were really good ones.
In Ian saying, hey, I was looking through the list, I also was like, yeah, I should scroll through the list. See, and so in addition to that, do you guys have just, like, a favorite... Like, it doesn't have to be a whole episode, but do you guys have, like, a favorite moment or goof? Because I was reminded of one of my truly most favorite moments in doing this podcast, and that was in the Backpacks episode part two when we get to Scott's. And it's a fucking, it's a fucking live stream of Scott opening his backpack and being like, oh, there's a check in here. Oh, I was looking for that. Hey, there's a sock in here. No,
the better part was I opened it and I had a check with my like LastPass master password written on it for some reason. Oh, Jesus. And I was like, man, I really wish I really hope I don't lose this.
Oh, Scott, you can hear him opening it.
It was literally an unboxing of Scott's backpack.
It was the audio version of that. It was the best thing. Scott, you have no excuse. You went last. You heard all of us go first. It was literally one of my most favorite moments in this podcast. And I re-listened to it recently, like within the last month. And I am just fucking dying on the floor listening to Scott live stream his backpack opening. Hey, I was looking. Here's the other sock that I've been looking for.
Oh, hey, I found a power cord, or it was an HDMI cord. There's some cable that you found, and you're like, there's that. Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's what I wanted to talk about. Like, some of the episodes are funny just because that's what we do. We're bringing our personalities to the table. And I want to be clear. We said, let's just talk about what's in our bags, you know, how we use them throughout our days. And by the time it got to me, everybody had this, like, super sentimental shit. Like, this is my grandma's backpack. She carried it uphill both ways for 900 years. And it's got a real tear inside of it. And I shouldn't have gone first
because I just got back from Rwanda and I should not have gone first.
I would say, Scott, you say that, but, like, my backpack or my bag was literally a couple notebooks, maybe some snacks. I don't know if I had snacks in my backpack at that time. And then a reading book.
No complaining, because afterwards, you literally came into my room, because we were living together at the time, and you were like, hey, I had all these things that I should have talked about that were in my Jeep, or this other bag. These would have been interesting to talk about. And I'm like, you can't see my face right now, but I imagine you both know the face I'm making. Ian, that was
the one that I frequently laugh at as I'm running away because I've done something.
As you're running away, that's the important part.
You know, because it's like, yes. I've done something such as like duct tape your phone to the ceiling.
Oh man, you know another, I wasn't part of this topic. I was actually, I say mediating because it feels more like mediating than hosting. One of my favorite topics to listen to was you and Carter doing cast iron. You guys just got so passionate about it and so into it, and you guys were just on this like high of cast iron cookware.
Okay,
I was just
that's
like,
because
damn.
Cast iron is fucking amazing. That's it. Like, that's all you need. Sentence, you know, cut, print, put a period in there somewhere, and get rid of it.
Yeah. I wanted to bring up, I said at the beginning, I wouldn't spoil it till near the end. Which is, when I've had friends listen to it, they really only like it for the goofs. Like, they enjoy it that sometimes we prepare. And one person even said to me, I like how you usually have like half of the people prepare and half the people make goofs. And I was like, yeah, that's definitely only half of us really preparing here. Definitely,
there's like maybe one to two people who prepare. Like,
I've had multiple people say that their favorite episode was actually episode 25, Violent Opinions About Ice Cream, where we just talk about bullshit and ice cream for like 45 minutes and make horrible, horrible jokes the entire time.
Wait.
I'll be honest, that's an episode that I've not listened to. No, I think that was only Caitlin
when
and
we were
Carter
done, we were like, we're going to have to edit out 90% of this because it was so bad.
Oh my God. Jesus.
It was hilarious though. If you just listen to the edited version, like, it's so bad that it's good. It's one of those.
Oh my God.
Do you guys have any favorite goofs that we put in like descriptions or anything? One of my favorite is when we did the podcast episode mm-hmm. 33, and it's titled just an homage to Kevin.
Yeah. He's not actually dead.
Well, yeah, he's not doing anything. He just likes the attention.
You actually know, I realized I love this title, and actually, this is also just another fun one that all three of us did, was the Hamilton podcast.
The Hamiltonian Giraffes.
Hamiltonian Giraffes was really good, because that was such, like, a spinoff from, like, this long trip that we took in the cold open, but also Scott and I had a ton of fun, I had a ton of fun talking about Hamilton and then stuff like that, because I had just got done seeing it And then Scott knew so much more about the stuff, and I found out, like, I did not know until Carter told me that, oh, hey, yeah, my boy Lynn is actually besties with the McElroys, and he has, like, at least two McElroy jokes in there, and I was like, oh my god.
All right, I think we've covered a lot of really fun stuff. Do you guys have anything you want to say before we wrap up?
I've had a good time doing this. Not just this episode, but the podcast. And it's wild to me that we have 41 episodes.
I mean, we released our first
success.
Yeah, I was going to say, we released our first episode a year and a day ago.
Yeah.
Wild.
For you future listeners, today is the 28th of March.
Yeah, March 27th.
Even if we never get this podcast to be big, I've just had a good time. I've had a good time having a weekly conversation with you guys, because it's wild. And, you know, people's lives are busy. And now that none of us live in the same town anymore, it can be hard to keep up with people and talk about their lives and, you know, just be close to them. But I don't know. This fucking podcast where once every couple of weeks there's like a dartboard where we just put on blindfolds, spin the board, and whatever we decide to pick,
it's a spreadsheet. And it's run by Carter because that boy loves his spreadsheets. We've been over this.
His spreadsheets. This has just been a good time. It's such a fun thing to do with you nerds, and it's funny to go back and listen to stuff. Like, I re-listened to my Thanksgiving special, and that was super sweet.
Oh, that was a banger. Aw,
mm-hmm. Thank you. I was nervous about how it came out, but I liked it. And I listened to Scott's Scott unboxing his backpack.
Unboxing it. Very accurate description.
I mean, that's what it is.
And, you know, our media review of 2018, and even just recently... Like, last week, I was listening to the Kid Culture episode, which I wasn't there for, but I was listening to.
Oh, my God.
And it was just so cute. this is a good time. It's a good time,
I will have
guys.
To say that the Clown House, like, let's explore the Clown House, the one that Diana just mentioned, the Children's Culture episode, was probably by far my favorite episode to edit.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was so fucking funny. Like, there were snippets where I've looked through it and it's like, I need to save just this one, like, interaction between the three of us.
You need to use to blackmail us later.
Wait, not even just to blackmail
Scott
you guys, but just because it'd be fucking
of me
hilarious.
That he sent in the chat that one time. I have a degree in fucking ending Scott. He clipped it and then sent it to me the next day while he was editing, saying, "Hey Diana, I have your new ringtone."
Well, like in
I don't know why.
Episode 41, there is a part, I don't think I left it in there because it didn't flow well enough with the area. But it was something about Carter was just like giving Scott a bunch of shit about having no friends, and Scott's like, Scott's like, "Hey, I had one friend," and Carter's like, "Yeah, one, and it was your dog." And it's just like, it's just out of nowhere, and it's like, what the fuck?
Wait,
that was a good one.
When did you and Carter become friends? Is my timeline all messed up?
Who, me and Carter?
I think that implies Carter and I are friends now.
Oh, babe.
Then at the end of that episode, there was Scott trying to get us to, like, end it, just to leave. And he's like, you can tweet us at Twiddlers. And just Carter and I just like, all right, we're done. Twiddlers? What?
I'm dead.
Twiddlers.com/to the table pod.
All right, Scott, you got to buy it now.
Hey.
Oh, no. I have so many domains.
Guys, do you know how many of the domains we mentioned that we actually own? Oh, by the way, check out lunaisaverygoodgirl.com. It's such a cute website.
L-U-N-A is a verygoodgirl.com.
Mm-hmm. All one word.
All together. It's a beautiful podcast.
Oh, wait, we're all saying it podcast, together now?
Website.
Beautiful website.
Yes, thank you. all right. Does anyone else have any closing comments?
I think I might actually go back through and actually listen to our edited episodes now.
Yeah, some of them are pretty funny.
I don't know if I've actually listened to one of our episodes all the way through.
I mean, sometimes when I'm going to make the social media posts, I will I will listen to like the cold open because I want a good quote or I want a good clip. And then while I'm doing all of that, I just end up listening to it all. And then I'm just, especially if I'm not in the episode because, you know, we're busy people and sometimes we can't be in every episode.
Yeah.
I just kind of die because like I don't... because I half of it know what you guys are talking about because I know you nerds and so I know what's happening in your head, which is scary. And the other half, I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about?
The hint or the little bit of tip there is we don't know what the fuck we're talking about at that point.
Yeah. Pro tip, guys. Pro tip. We don't
know. All right. The closing comment.
All right.
This week, we bring our friendship to the table.
Wait, we have friends?
No. Oh, God. Mm.
Well, we're getting rid of the friendship. We're putting it on the table. It's like a potluck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're putting it on the table, and then we're leaving it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're leaving the party early, you know.
Okay.
We Irish goodbye this.
All right. Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this episode or you hated it, contact us on social media through email. You can get us at twitter.com/tothetablepod.
At gmail.com.
To the table pod?
At to the table pod, not slash at to the table pod
on Twitter. That's how social meds works.
Yes. Social meds.
Or you can see us on Facebook, facebook.com/brought to the table. Post on our page. We'll definitely answer within 2 to 5 business months.
Yeah. Hit us up on Tumblr if you want. Sometimes we have fun things posted there. You can find us on Spotify and Stitcher and our website and iTunes. Rate and review us on iTunes. We love to see reviews and ratings because it gives us stuff to talk about and we don't have to find things to talk about then.
If you have a favorite episode or you're like, wow, you told me this episode is good and I listened to it and I'm never listening to you again, let us know. Send us an email about that. Share a link on Tumblr or whatever you do and say, this is the worst podcast I've ever heard. Get us some of that publicity, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Take care, everyone.
Calzones.
Calzones.
Don't die.
Is Kevin back?